The Mishnah on Peach Beis taught us that there's a Issa of Yichud and only Issa of Yichud. As the Gemara began to tell us the top of Peach Beis, Issa Yichud, that we showed him in the Chorom on Peach, Issa Yichud Doraisa in a one-on-one situation, Beseser, Minohan Mili, a Pasuk of Beseser, according to most, if not all, we showed him in our Torah. But there's even at times in Issa Drabanan, of Yichud was more than two people. And the Mishnah had said specifically, if it's two men and a woman, that's mutter, two women and a man is aser. And a second man is a sufficient shomer, he'll serve as a shomer. I had Reuven and Leah, isn't it Sri Yichud? Reuven and Leah being a Sri Yichud. If I add Shimon, if I add Shimon, so now Shimon is a shomer to obviate any, to mitigate any problem Yichud between Reuven and Leah, and obviously Reuven would be a shomer to avoid any problem Yichud between Shimon and Leah. Then the Gemara goes on to say, however, down at the bottom of Peah Beis, this is not always so straightforward. Take a look. The two dots in the bottom of Peah Beis, Omer of Yehuda Amar Rav. The Gemara has a series of two comments. Yehuda quotes from his Rebbe. Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were the first generation Amoraim in Babel. They were Talmud and Yehuda Hanasi. They went by Yehuda Hanasi and Yitzchak. And then they went on Shlichot to Babel. And they were the first generation of Amoraim in Babel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both of them. So here he's quoting from Rav. Two members of Yehuda Amoraim. So here we are at the first one, near the two dots in the bottom of the days. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Long Shana El Dekshayrim. The Mishnah said, Shnei Anashim V'Isha Achas is Mutter, Shimon, Reuven, and Leah is fine. That's only true, number one, limitation number one, it's only true if they are Kshayrim. It's only true if these are kosher people. But if they're people who are sensitive to Allah, and specifically in the area of Arayos and Siagim Taras. But if they are Prutzim, for a woman to be alone with multiple men and their prutzim, I feel a be'asar namilo. A girl's going to walk into a frat house and there's a whole slew of men there, but if they're all prutzim, if they're all men of loose morals, shall we say, so it doesn't help that there are many men there, that's still an issur of yichud. And Rav Yosef gives an interesting ride. Here's his argument. Amar Rav Yosef, this is Rav Yehuda had said, the next generation, the next door, Rav Yosef says, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that only have multiple sinners, so they won't be embarrassed of one another's, they won't be embarrassed of their chet in the presence of others who participate in such chatam as well. Amar Rav Yehuda, teida, the mikri be'asar, v'gan v'kshura, v'lemitzim yadadi. Says, after all, don't you know, the 10 people will get together to pull off a group heist, to steal a big piece of lumber, and they're not embarrassed of one another. How do you know that? And why such a sort of random seeming example? So the answer is, Rashi points out, we're talking about a large piece of lumber, Rashi says, too large for a person to carry by himself. A large piece of lumber, it would take 10 people to carry. In other words, what Yosef is saying is, I've never seen a gang operating. Resh Lakish did. Resh Lakish was a gangster when Bechoz Bechuv became a Bel of Yisrael. If Yosef was not, Yosef said, I never really saw a group crime, but I'm no fool. So if there was an enormous piece of lumber that takes several people to carry, and it's here today, gone tomorrow, it grew legs and walked away, obviously that means that multiple people must have stolen it together. And obviously they weren't embarrassed in front of one another, because they're all participating in the chat together. They're all gonna. I'm a god, you're a god, I'm not necessarily going to be embarrassed to commit Geneva in front of you. Who had the Nami, not only in the area of ethics of other people's property, but also in terms of sexual ethics. A parrot is not going to be embarrassed to commit a chet in front of another parrot. So the fact that there are other people there, but the other men who are there, they're prutzen, that their presence is not going to be sufficiently inhibiting to solve the problem. And I realize I missed the line before, I'm sorry. He skipped the line. Peprutzim be'asara nami lo. Rav Yehuda quote from Rav that if you have prutzim, adding prutzim situation doesn't solve anything. When we say that adding a second meal, he will serve as a shomer. It's a ish kadosh and ish from ish kasher. He says hava ma'isa v'hotziua asara b'mita. Rav Yosef goes on to talk about his inferences about how people steal as a group. Rav Yehuda quotes from Rav that there was a recorded situation where there was a group of men who were all interested in being mazon with a particular woman, and they were apparently in a small village, and word carries, so they couldn't get away with it in the village, so they had to get her, they had to leave with her. Apparently she was a willing participant. There are some situations like that, especially with those numbers. The woman is not a willing participant. It sounds like this perhaps was. She was a willing participant. It may or may not have been a ver ben la chavero. It was definitely a ver ben adam la makom. The way they got out of town was that they, how are these, this group of men and this woman going to get out of town so no one will talk and they can enjoy the chet that they plan without being stopped. So they hotziua asar b'mita. They carry around a stretcher. I mean, they pretended that she had died. And they made a funeral for her. She was very much alive. But they pretended that she had died, so that was the cover story for, well, how come these 10 men and that woman are all leaving town? Because they pretended they were the minion for Leviah. What happened the next day? How did they explain anything the next day? Not really sure. But the point of this garish story is that the presence of other prutzim is not going to be inhibiting. People would commit chatan in front of other prutzim. The only time that adding men to the situation solves anything is if they are shaded. Then, let's skip a couple lines. The top of the alpha and aleph. Another comment, Rav Yehuda quoting Rav, limiting our mission. Lo shanu. By the way, you should just be aware, learning Gemara in general, there's a name for this. What the Amarama are doing here, where they take a general sounding Mishnah and say it's only talking about one particular case, you limit the applicability of what sounds like a very broad case. What do we call that? There's a name for that type of shot. Starts with an alpha, ends with an alpha. It doesn't help you so much. What is it? Okimta. Okimta. Right. Okimta. Okimta. Lahakim. So literally, you're standing up. In other words, you're taking the general sounding statement from Tanam, Mishnah Breisa, and the Maromer saying it's really we should place it in a particular situation. We're being mukim it. Sometimes you'll hear that verb. He was mukimla. That means he took the Mishnah Breisa and he said, I taught one particular situation. Lo shanu is a very classic way of introducing it. Shanu is the verb for teaching the Mishnah shanu. Lo shanu ela, when they said that, they only meant X. So Rav Yehuda already quoted one who came to from Rav, that the mission that says Shnei Anashim V'Isha Achas is much as only we're talking about Kshayim. And then here comes number two. I'm Rav Yehuda at the very top of Pe'al Tomerav. Kiddushin Pe'al Tomerav. The top line. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Lam Shin Lo Shanu Ela Ba'ir. Abba Baderech HaChiyu Shlosha. Even if we're talking about Anashim Kshayim. Anashim Kshayim who do serve as valid children for one another. But the need for two and two alone, the fact that two suffice, is only ba'ir, only when you're in town. Baderach and shiur shlosha. If you're on the road, you're traveling, so then you need three men. We have to be Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, together with Leah. How come? What's wrong? After all, we said the presence of someone else, assuming he's an ishkasher, is sufficiently inhibiting. One could, there's always the possibility of chet, but it's sufficiently unlikely that there's no esiyichet. So how come baderach is different? Because people take more liberties when they're on vacation? That is true, sadly. There are many people who would never consider violating tichatam at home. They'll never consider going mixed women. Of course, it's awesome. But all of a sudden, when they're on vacation, somehow that's the nasis loket. So that is a sad phenomenon. Obviously, halacha does not change in that way when you're on vacation. Okay, sometimes people have that misconception. So, sadly, not uncommon misconception. So is that what the Gemara here means? Oh, ba'ir, people behave better. But baderech, you have to have more shomer? No. That is not what the Gemara means. What does it mean? So the Rav explains. Shemi yitzterech echad mehem hashdin. It's a practical, logistical issue. On the road, it'll happen from time to time that the call of nature will strike one of these men. So you'll find facilities. But if you're hiking, if you're in town, so there's a bathroom nearby. Go to the bathroom, come back. 1, 2, 3. But if you're hiking in the wilderness, so you're gonna, and you're with other people, so you're going to want to head off the trail, deep enough off the trail that you have privacy, and then come all the way back. That's where it can be a more extended departure. So if you only have Reuben, Shimon, and Leah, so from time to time, Reuben's going to disappear. From time to time, Shimon's going to disappear. For a more extended period of time, so Shimon disappears for a more extended period of time in the wilderness, leaving Reuben and Leah alone with each other for an extended period of time, that's the Yichud problem. That's why you want to have three. So even if one leaves at a time, you still their two will remain. Double. Wouldn't that be Pesach Pasuach? Yeah, so that's why we're going to get to Pesach Pasuach. There are a couple of things you see from this. Number one, you're right. If he could come back, if he might be coming back imminently, very quickly, it would be much better. That's why Ba'ir is not a problem. The presumption seems to be, that they're saying before, Ba'derech, there's nothing, there's no built facilities. You have to find something natural that's far enough away that it's not, that you have your privacy from this mixed group that you're traveling with. So it's going to be more of a mahal. You had a couple of minutes out into the wilderness, and then a little while later, you're going to have a couple of minutes back to where you are. So that's, apparently, we're worried there's going to be a long enough gap of time that you know, you can no longer rely on Pesach Pasuach. Yeah, more questions? Then we're going to tell us a story that's going to get us thinking. Yeah?
Let's say in the case before, let's say one of the men was a kosher man and the other one was not. Is that still counted as two men?
It's a good question. Believe it, we'll get there. We get to Shonar. Yeah.
Similarly, can one of the three be opposed?
Can one of the three be opposed? Probably not, because the whole point is we have to rely on anyone to be the only Shonar. If Levi is a part, if Shimon disappears, this is Reuben and Levi. Which is, again, gets back to Dietz's point. Now, you might be thinking, before we continue on the Gemara, which we'll do in a moment, and then we'll get to Shulchan Aruch later more fully, but I just want to take a look at one line the Rambam has, because you might be saying to yourself, okay, the first Ukimta of Rav seems very relevant. There are people of Jim, there are people of Prusim. You interact with both types of people sometimes. But the second Ukimta of Rav, like how often am I going hiking? Some people like hiking, many people don't like hiking, sadly. How often am I going hiking with a mixed group? The whole situation seems so remote. No pun intended. So the Ramah quotes from one of the Rishonim, from the Ravid, that there's another application of this din of Baderech that comes up far more frequently. Just take a peek for now. We'll have to come back to Sitei more fully. But for now, just take a peek. The second page of Shulchan Aruch, part halfway through Sitei. You're ready up to the Ramah, the top of the second page. See, the Saman Hashem Ksheirim, Arim and Prutzim Afilim Yudasa. If you deal with Prutzim, so then even many Prutzim, many Anashim Prutzim with one woman is a problem. And then he says, V'chol Zeh Ba'yir, this whole notion that two men and women's mother is only Ba'yir. Aval basadim, we have in the field. And what are the next two words? Oh, balayla. Or at night, afilu ba'ir, ba'irim shlosha. You see, in the parentheses, beisosif b'shem ha'raivin. The raivin in the Sefer Halacha Ba'al Nefesh makes this point that he says the same logic is going to apply at night. At night, when it's late enough, not has nothing to do with Sefer Halacha, not halachic night, a functional night, meaning when people are going to sleep. If it's late enough that someone might fall asleep, or in fact people are going to sleep, so a sleeping shomer, the Ravid thinks, is somewhat equivalent to this scenario. It says, let's say someone might fall asleep, or is asleep. So I can't rely on him. I have two men and a woman, but one of these men may fall asleep. How's that? What's that different? But he's not paying attention. But the rabbi says, but if you have three, we mutter. Not only if it's just a concern they might fall asleep, the rabbi goes on to say, even if they are asleep, if you have three men and a woman, obviously sleeping in an appropriate fashion, but all within the same house as no one else is in the building, no one else is in the house. And we'll get more later on in terms of structure, building structure. So the Ravid says, Mutter, why? How come? So the Shechter is Menaseh, the Shechter formulates this Ravid, is that a sleeping Shomer is half a Shomer. Meaning, normally, I only need, in a normal case of Ba'ir Bayom, all I need is Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, it's Mutter, right? What does that mean? That Reuven and Leah alone would be a problem. Yichud, the presence adding Shimon, he's a Shomer, he solves the problem. That's if everyone's awake. But if Shimon is sleeping, then he doesn't solve the problem. But if Shimon and Levi are both sleeping, they do solve the problem. And Reuven and Shimon solve the problem of Yichud between Levi and Leah. Reuven and Levi solve the problem of Yichud between Leah and Shimon. Two sleeping Shomerim are the equivalent of one awake Shomer. Because on the one hand, sleeping Shomer is not awake, not really paying attention. On the other hand, there is always some risk of someone waking up. So the risk of someone waking up is not as great an inhibitor as he actually is awake and aware. But you have two different people, each of whom could independently wake up, but then already, there's enough uncertainty there that the two sleeping Shomerim solve the problem of Yichud the same way one awake Shomer. So you have two people who would be kosher to be Shomerim, so two sleeping Shomerim are solve the problem just like an awake Shomer. But let's come back to the Gemara, and let's see another piece of Gemara, and then we'll glad to take some questions, because we'll have a lot more questions. Listen to let's skip down a couple of lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh line from the top of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, the seventh student. The Gemara now tells a story. The two men mentioned in the story are the two Amoraim whose Torah we have just been learning. Rav and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi and Talmud. The Rav and Rabbi Yehuda have a kazi b'urcha. They were once traveling on the road together. Urcha is a road. They were traveling. Going to Arda, wherever they were traveling. Going to Punahara. Not really sure. They were traveling on the road outside of the city. Havu ka'azlahi itzakamayim. And they notice that there's a woman who is also walking the same road up ahead of them. And they're probably walking quickly. Eventually, they begin to overtake her. They get closer and they realize there's a woman traveling alone over there, up ahead. So Amalei Rav LeRav Yehuda, what implications does this have? Is this a Yichud problem? Amalei Rav LeRav Yehuda, Rav says to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karach Mikami Gehenna. Pick up your foot. And let's shake a leg. Let's walk quickly to get away from Gehenna. We stay here, we're in violation of the Din of Yichud. Get Gehenna. For violating the Din. We better shake a leg and get out of here. We better walk quickly and pass her and get far beyond her so that we don't have a Yichud problem. If we stick around here, we have a problem with Yichud. Rabbi Yehuda is about to push back and ask his Rebbe a question. I understand why this is not a problem with Yichud. Rabbi Yehuda turns to his Rebbe and says, what? Why is the problem of Yichud? I don't understand. But Rebbe, you're the one who taught me that Big Sheirim, the Mishnah does apply to Sheirim. We're Sheirim, so we're two men and a woman. What's the problem of Yichud? So, Rebbe, I don't understand you. Rebbe says to Rav, why are you saying this is a problem? Yichud aren't we shared? Stop right here. We'll get to Rav's answer in a moment. But based on what we've learned so far, today, the members of Rav and Rebbe Yehuda, what would you have expected Rav to answer? Think. Everyone should have an answer. Rebbe Yehuda says to Rav, I don't understand. We're two kosher people. We're shared. No problem, Yichud. The answer should be, yeah.
But they're not in the city.
They're not in the city. Who else was going to say that? I was going to say that. We just said, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Shana El Bihir, B'Darach Yedei Three. B'Darach, Ka'azlu B'Urcha. The Gemara mentions that point. So the answer should be, Bubala, you're right, we're Sharon, but we're B'Darach. That's what you expect Rav to say. That's not what Rav says. Listen to what Rav says, something that in its own right shocking, and all the more so shocking because of what he could have said, namely, it's Baderach, we need three people. What does Rav say? Amarle, Rav Levi Yehuda, Amarle. Mi Yemar, the Aleph of the Ba. Mi Yemar, the B'Ksherim Kuman, another At. You, who says that Ksherim means people like me and you? You thought, Rav says to me, that you and I are Ksherim, and we're only among the greatest tzaddikim of the generation. Gedola Yisrael. Rav was one of the, I don't mean that in a, he was one of the greatest mechavim of his generation. Well, greatest mechavim of all time, one could argue. Hard to assess these things. So one of the greatest of the Amoraim. Rav says to Yehuda, oh, you think kosher means you and I? Nah! Elfing on my, well, who is a kosher if not Rav Yehuda and Rav? And we know, the Gaonim talk about how even among the Amoraim, Rav had many additional midas chasidus. He had all sorts of added chumras, some which the Gemara talks about, the Gaonim and the collection, more midas chasidus. Rav was a very, very holy Jew. Certainly not known in your parts. But he says, nah, you and I aren't Ksherim. So then who's a kosher? Oh, Kagon Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi V'chadei Rav. A kosher is someone like Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and his chevra. See the star, sends you to the side, on the Tesla Bay, the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin. Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, was someone who underwent the Nisayon of a potentially Yehar by Yavar situation to avoid Gil Arayas. Gil Arayas is one of the three cardinal Averis, Yehar by Yavar, and he taco was in such a situation, and he was prepared to ultimately survive, but he was prepared to give up his life to avoid a chet of Gil Arayas. Oh, Rav says, someone like him, he's a kosher. He's mamish, you know, been only been Yisayim. But I've never had that situation, so I'm not a kasher. Wow. So there are two kashers. Kasher number one and kasher number two. Kasher number one is what he did say. Kasher number two is what he did not say. The kasher number one is, really? Rav is not a kasher? We didn't say tzaddik gamur. We said kasher as opposed to parutz. Because Rav never was tested in a situation of Yahar Val Yavar that makes him a parutz? So surprising. No. That's question number one, and what he does say. And then question number two, what he doesn't say is what we said, I don't point that before. You would have expected him, and all the more so, he gives such a difficult answer. Oh, you know why I said Seyichud? Because really we're Prutzim. You know why I said Seyichud? It doesn't matter if Kshay or Prutzim. It's Vaderech, and we're two people. It can be the most, even Rechinim Bar Papi would have a problem here. It's Vaderech, you need three. Such a difficult Gemara. And the two, again, the two kashas reinforce each other. The fact that he said this Teretz is even more surprising because he could have said Baderech, you need three. In fact, he didn't say Baderech, you need three. He's all the more surprising. Not like there was some other Teretz who's also, you know, Shapim Reikam Hashani. He gave a very difficult answer. Why didn't you say Baderech, you need three? Then in terms of the first point, you take a look at the Tosfos Rehazakim printed in the margin of the Gemara, in the bottom left corner, along the bottom left side of the Yamun, the Tosfos Rehazakim.
Bless you.
Tosfos Rehazakim, how many lines down? Near the top, like 8 lines down. See the last one, there's a 2 dots, and the last red line is Dal. You see that? Right over here. In the bottom left corner. Dal Karach, Maher Lalecha Shinak Dimena. Let's move quickly, let's get ahead of her. We don't want to hang around here, we'll have a Yichud Talmud. And then the Riyazakim says, U'mistabra, and it seems logical to me, says the Riyaz, the Lifnim Ishuras Adin Avad, that way he was acting, Lifnim Ishuras Adin. Now this was a Chumrah, this was a Minas Chassis, this was not required, this was not Shuras Adin, not the letter of the law. Sherotza Lehitzar Achayim Nakir. He wanted to stay far away from Kier, from a sketchy situation that wasn't clean, that wasn't squeaky clean. He wanted, it wasn't technically usher, but it didn't feel right. It was too private, it was too uncomfortable. He said, let's stay away from this. But he didn't really mean Ikra Din, that you and I are not chairman, and that Nikra Din doesn't necessarily mean Yichud. Any two people who are chairman, in the usual sense of Kasha, they don't violate the Din. They live cleanly. So that's Staman Hashem chair. Observant Jew is a Nishkasha. That's what the Riazakin says. That's what the Riazakin says. You turn to the back of the Ran says, in the back of the Gemara. Other Rishonim say that. And then you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. So let's start at the page that we're open to. If you have your Shulchan Aruch in front of you. The second page, we had just read the Ran quote, the Ramah, top one, the Ramah, Saman Hashem Chairman. See, Ran, Perek, Yud Yuchsin, Perek, Perek, Yuchsin. We're in, Yosef, the last paragraph. The Ram right here says, like the Riazakin, like several other Rishonim, Stam Anashim Kshem. Typical observing people are assumed to be Kshem. That's the standard of Kasha. But turn back to Shulchan Aruch. Turn back to Sefei, in the block print of Shulchan Aruch. What does the Mechaber say? What does Yosef Kaur write? Lo tisyachet isha achas afilu im Anashim harbe. One woman is not allowed to be alone, even with many men. Unless one of those men has his wife there. A married man with his wife present, ishto, imo, like we saw in the Mishnah, that solves the problem of Yichud. But if there's no ishto, imo, says the Shulchan Aruch, if a whole host of men, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Leah, Aser, Aser. And so too, if you have Leah and Rachel and Abigail and Hannah and Penina and Yocheved, a whole slew of women with Reuven, that's a problem. So many, many women with one man, a problem of Yichud. Many men with one woman, a problem of Yichud. Solution is either bring in a particular man who has no problem yet, because his wife is there, or sivav, nashim harbeim, anashim harbeim, choshen yichud. Many men and many women, that's already mutter. But many women with one man, a problem. Many men with one woman, a problem. And you should have a problem with this. Because this is against the Mishnah. Shnei nashim shayim. The Mishnah said, Isha achas misyached is from Shnei Anashim. You turn open the Shulchan Aruch and say, Fei, he says, no, no. Lo tisyached isha achas, I feel in Anashim Arabe. One woman cannot be alone with five men. Where did that fall from? What happened to the Mishnah? Now, where did Shulchan Aruch get this from? So, if you look at the teeny tiny letter Yud, right over here, sends you to the top left corner, the Be'er HaGolah, the great grandfather of the Vilna Gaon, who gives you brief footnotes to where to find things. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? The truth is, you know whose language he's quoting? This is a direct quote, more or less, from the Rambam. The Rambam said it. The Rambam says, many men, one woman, is a Yichud. Okay, so it's not the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have a Kash Shulchan Aruch. He's pointing the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? Where did the Rambam get it from? It's in Mamash against the Mishnah. Rambam can take on the Mishnah. What's the answer, Rosa? You can solve this mystery because you have all the clues. And I'll play out even more. Play even more. Double jury ready to jump. Let me play out even more. The Shulchan Aruch says, many women with one man is Yichud. Okay, that's not so surprising. Many men with one woman also is Yichud. Oh, where did that come from? Against the Mishnah. Then the Rambam says, V'yesh Omrim. But other Rishonim hold, no. Isha Achaz B'Sechet. It's Shnei Rashim Shem. Who by here? That a woman can have yichud with two kosher men if they're in town. Now, you look at the thing, Yesh Omrim, that's the mission of the Gemara, that's not Yesh Omrim. When you turn the page to where we were before, Ramah continued the sentence, Ustam Anashim Ksheirim, and typical men are kosher. In other words, the Rambam, quoted by Shulchan Aruch, holds, that no, many men with one woman is a problem, because he disagrees with that final line of the Ramah. Rama said, "Stav Anashim Kshayim," according to Ran and the Rihazdakin and many other Rishonim. What does the Rambam think? Right? The Rambam, unlike most Rishonim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch read Rav at face value. Not that he's saying that this is another one of Rav's great chumras to consider himself a paritz. That's the way most Rishonim read it. The Rambam, but Ben Ikra Adin, Stam Anashim Kshayim, but the Rambam says, no! Rav said it, Rav meant it. When we said Ksheirim, we don't just mean Ksheirim, we mean people who are Tzadikim Gemurim, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. Even Rav doesn't make the cut for Ksheirim. Most Rishonim read that as being a Chumrah, but the Rambam reads that as a normative Tzad Halach, which basically means that the Din and the Mishnah of Shnei Anashim, basically never applies. Because it's going to be one in a million, if that, who qualify as a kasha. So the Rambam just says, doesn't bother saying many prutzim cannot have yichud with one woman. He leaves the word prutzim because Rav taught us on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, according to the Rambam, Rav taught us that everyone's a paros, practically speaking. Everyone but rare tzaddikim, one or two in a generation. Basically, came out everyone's a paros. So you don't have to say paros. Just say, men. To say, many men with one woman is Yisr Yichud. Why? Because that's the din. That Asar Prutzim with one woman is Yisr Yichud. That's the din if you define everyone as a paros, which was the Rambam read in Rav. Okay. That's not the, but the Rambam said that's very nice. But the vast majority of Rishonim don't read the Gemara that way. Most Rishonim follow the Rambam and others think, no, that was Rav's Chomri. Well, I mean, not for instance, hey. But that's not the din. The din is Stam Anashim Kshayim. But that solves problem number one in the Gemara. So this story, the Machlokes Rishonim, what the Rav actually meant, that almost everyone is a paros. That's why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seem to read it. But the vast majority of Rishonim disagree, and the Rambam passes like the Rav Rishonim, but no, that was Rav Tzumar, but Mikra Din, Kasha means that someone who's Kemra Alacha, someone who keeps Ebenezer. Next time we'll have to get to the other problem, which is, but why didn't Rav give an even simpler answer, which is we're Baderek, so no matter how kosher we are, we need three. But if they get involved with the kosher part, just say Baderek. The three answers for that, we'll see next time, Mr. Chairman, and they have a lot of relevance all over the place.